This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Put ourselves into high gear as the energy of the day is upon us once again, Wednesday, the 9th of August. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. How do you like that, Kara? I put you first. First.
Yeah, I like that. Should be a regular thing.
I get too carried away. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer has an electronic blowout. Blow up, blow out, blow away. And I don't believe Los Angeles has been attacked by that creature. That's what we should do is we should start a creature feature. It used to be a TV show starring a guy named Goulardi, whose real name was Anderson. I forget his first name. I was working in Cleveland, and it was the creature feature. Every Friday and Saturday night, they had one of those horrible old silly monster pictures. The creature feature, and the creature feature features the leader of North Korea. I don't know that this is a joke. Some people are tending to treat this as a joke, and I'm not sure that it is. Those of you who live in Guam that are listening to K57 right now, how are you feeling about the Korean People's Army saying that the first stop on their hit parade of blowing up American properties or protectorates is Guam, because Guam is actually pretty close when you get right down to it. About 2 hours by flight from Korea down to those areas, Saipan and Guam, the Mariana Islands. So the spokesperson in North Korea says that we should immediately stop our reckless military provocation. Huh? And he's this.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Nothing.
Sanctions, right? I guess.
Well, the sanctions and there's a lot of the new leader of South Korea got a little bit concerned about us having all those missiles, but it turns out maybe that was a pretty good idea. But once again, we find ourselves the victim of PR, people's anxiety level. Those who are sensitive is cranked way up. Mothers who have small children say, what's going to happen to us? Are our children going to grow up? There are that many people who are that worried about what this crazy person is saying. And so whether it's fire and fury or whatever it is, the backbone here, I don't know that was. I'm trying to go back far enough to know where this all started. There have always been tensions between the North Koreans and South Koreans since the Korean War, obviously. And there's an old Korean War movie with William Holden on last Friday night. He was an Air Force pilot, got shot down. And the Korean bad guys, those communist soldiers, shooting it up. That is part of the rhetoric and a manner of speaking. Is it unnecessary? Hawaii would have like a 15-minute notice before they might get it. But what happened to all the money we spent on those interceptor missiles for we over the years have touted that we have the ability to shoot down pretty much anything that ever came from the Russians or the Chinese, or this was during the Cold War even. So I'm not too sure where that information is. I haven't heard anything. Anybody heard anything about how we are able to knock out of the sky anything that's aimed in our direction? That was the last I remember, and I can't remember how many years ago it was, but it put everybody at ease. It's like the way the rhetoric is going right now, we can't do anything.
But didn't we send some of that? I forget what they're called, but didn't we send them to South Korea?
Yeah.
Like in January or something?
That was to protect supposedly South Korea.
Right.
But
if they're already there in South Korea, anything that he launches from the north, wouldn't we be able to intercept it almost immediately before it even gets?
That's what they call them, as interceptors.
Right.
So, how do you feel about this, Victoria? Do you feel concerned, worried? Are you ill at ease? Is the news media really making more of this than it is, as they usually do. I'm not sure what I believe at the moment. What do you believe?
I mean, I don't think the news media is making it anything more than it is. I think it's a situation that needs to be handled, and I think, you know, I think
Rex
Tillerson. Well, I mean, you and I have been saying, why isn't there a team of SEALs that has taken this guy out? So we're not there. We're not in a situation room where, you know, I'm sure there are discussions about this. What, you know, like Jennifer has mentioned, you know, you don't know the vacuum you create. Well, I'm sure that there are very intelligent military experts who are talking about what would happen in that scenario if you take him out, who comes into power. And, you know, I would hope that I believe in our military. I believe in our strategy. And I just hope that, you know, we're covered. I'm not worrying about it on a daily basis. I live in New York City. I got plenty of things to worry about. I can't add North Korea yet. So, but I don't live that way anyway. But, you know, I mean, I just hope that somehow this situation feels like it's coming to a head. And I hope that, you know, that we're on top of it.
All right. So New York is a target for sure. But Washington will be the first mainline target. And that's where Kerry is. What do you think? What are you talking about? What are your friends, if anything, saying about this? People in your family, are they actively talking about North Korea, actively talking about Kim Jong-un?
You know, it's not something that we're actively talking about. It's not something I've really talked about to my friends or family at all. But I do think that it's complacent to underestimate people. And I think it's going to screw a lot of people over if anything ends up happening and we don't do anything about it. So... I don't know, though. Do you want to be the person who fires the first bullet if nothing's actually going to happen?
Well, the first single bullet, but the first missile, no. First bullet, single bullet, yep, I want to be the first person to shoot.
I mean, do we think that if he tries something, do we just go in and level North Korea? I mean, is that what happens?
I'm going to bet that's probably in...
Close?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
And then finally South Korea takes over, and then it's just Korea.
Yep.
And do you think if something like that were to happen, that we would be supported by the rest of the world? Or does that cause
other
repercussions?
China will. I think China's tip of the hand supporting the sanctions is going to cost them a lot of money. I think it makes it uncomfortable for them as well, because you never know. People like this who are so mentally disturbed are liable to turn on anybody at any time. So there's no, you know, they can make the United States the big bad Satan today, but now that the Chinese have said, okay, we're going to keep up, we'll hold up our end of the bargain going along with the sanctions. So the missiles could be turned on Beijing. It's a lot easier, a lot quicker to get to Beijing than anything else. So it just is, it's unsettling because it's unsettling. That's, I mean, I know I've listened to my daughter talk about this for a while, and you know, Los Angeles is a place. Who knows whether what he said is really true? But in the meantime, there are disruptions. There's Putin, and there are this guy in Venezuela, and you know, there are other people who are disruptive. But Kim Jong-un is really disruptive to the international balance. There's always a little bit of an imbalance, but pretty much the balance of power, the balance of people get along, businesses are, you know, let's face it, this is about business as much as anything else, and that's why the Chinese acceding to the wishes of the UN here is important, because, you know, like everybody else, $3 billion, $3 billion, and so I think that's how you look at it. What is the business effect of a war like this, or a provocation like this? What's it going to do? Good for the military-industrial complex, and, you know, after that, no, it's not good for anybody. And speaking of people who are crazy, next person in the queue here, as far as people in the news, Rodrigo Duterte.
Oh, he is crazy.
Here's another guy that with his actions yesterday, threatening to bomb schools. I chuckle at this because... You know, I can't remember anybody being this blatantly nuts and doing or suggesting you to do the kind of things that he's suggesting. He's angry because the schools are teaching students to become rebels. And so he said in his news conference yesterday, I'm telling them now, I'll have those schools bombed. Any school. I'll use the armed forces, the Philippine Air Force.
It's going to be great for their future and next generations.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yep. Well, it's operating illegally. Teaching the children to rebel against the government is illegal in the Philippines. So, anyway, let's see whether he retracts the threat or not. If he did it in his own country, the UN would grab him and bring him to New York and try him for war crimes. That's the way that works. And who knows? It's just, again, the craziness. And this is a crazy month. Astrologically, remember, you got the on the 21st, which is a week from next Monday, that's the eclipse. It will be the wildest energy day you can possibly imagine. The energy, it's just, it already, you can feel it. There's a certain, is it seething? There's a goodness, too, to the energy. It's not all bad.
I was going to say, my horoscope this whole month for Capricorn and Leo is wonderful.
Yeah.
So it's all good energy. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Scorpio's got bad energy?
No, it's just, no, I'm just saying that the when you look at the chart for the country, there's an astrological chart for the country, and it's trying, let's put it that way. So different sorts of people are thinking about running for political office to change the tempo and the mood. Cynthia Nixon, one of those. We were talking about her yesterday, whether she really is running for governor of New York. She has not confirmed those rumors, but she does know what she would tackle if she were going to be elected. She's very focused on the school system. How many children does she have? Is it two?
I think two.
Yeah. Right. So she's concerned about equality. She's concerned about a lot of things. The way schools are funded with property taxes. I think that's one of the things that I'm concerned about. Yesterday I got interviewed by a local newspaper reporter for 2 hours talking about what's going on in my community as a quote unquote community leader. That's the way he referred to me. I kind of chuckled at that, but he asked me what my four issues were, and obviously saving the farm and open space, is my priority. The taxation system, which is completely fucked in this town, is an interest of me. The educational system is very important to me. And I think that's where you have tax money to pay for the system. But the system now has gotten so out of control because there are so many. We have a lot of good things, special ed-wise, in our town. So people are moving here from all over New England, buying little shacks, putting their kids in school here. And, you know, bringing burdens to the local taxpayer. One person I know moved down, bought a house, and a little development cost him $180,000, which is, you know, pretty inexpensive for a house here. He lives in Vermont. Child has special needs, goes to the school system here, and they, you know, they're in and out of the house during the week, and they go back to their home in Vermont on the weekend. And that person is, that youngster is costing the system $30,000 a year. There's not an equilibrium here.
But how do you tell people where they're allowed to live and not go on the weekends?
You don't.
Yeah,
I mean, you just don't fund, you don't go crazy out of, you know, to, we are supposed to provide for the people who are here, not attract people from other places, unless the school system in that community is going to pay their fair share for what goes on in terms of the education. Anyway, so those are her issues, though. What do you think? Would she kind of, I'm just imagining, what kind of a governor, it's hard to imagine, what kind of a governor Cynthia Nixon might make, but there's so many different people who are interested now in politics because pretty much everybody's fed up with the system and the politicians that hack things up. So now we're looking and giving credibility to people like Cynthia Nixon or Donald Trump or The Rock or whoever else I might shake up the system. Maybe shaking it up isn't an all horrible thing to consider. I like shaking things up, actually, as you knew. Right? Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. 21 after the hour. DJV time.
Beans. self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Many people will be talking about this today. The passing of Glenn Campbell was inevitable. Well, passing is kind of a silly statement. The passing of all of us is pretty inevitable. But when it happens, there's a slap in the face of reality. Even though Glenn has been dealing for the last 7-8 years with his Alzheimer's, it came to a head yesterday as he passed away at the age of 81. I've always, always, always been a Glenn Campbell fan. Crank this up for a bit, Carol, yeah?
And a smile can hide all the pain.
So song kind of never gets old, you know?
Not at all. There's nothing that he did, I think, sounds... Well, he started in the 60s. He actually was not even looking at my notes here, Victoria. I'm just going to do my... From what I remember of him, he started as a guitarist with the Ventures. But on his own, he did the guitar work and a silly thing. It was a tribute to the early space system. It was called, I don't want to say Telos. It wasn't Telos, but it was a silly. It was just a silly instrumental. And he was the guitarist on that, and then he ingratiated himself because he's such a pleasant fellow to be around, and he was a very good guitarist. Everybody acknowledged that he was a very, very good guitarist. And they had a great sort of imagination. Most of the songs that he did either on his own or in collaboration with other country people. Rhinestone Cowboy is a good example of that. Here's a song I remember playing a lot as a disc jockey, Wichita. Again, great story. Listen to some of the lyric line in this, for those of you who may have forgotten. Yeah, his family posted an emotional statement about his passing on his personal website. It is with the heaviest of hearts. He announced the passing of our beloved husband, father, grandfather, and legendary singer and guitarist, Glenn Travis Campbell, following his long, courageous battle with Alzheimer's. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Glenn Campbell Memorial Fund at Bright Focus Foundation through the careliving.org donation page. He released 70 albums, sold 45 million records in his Korea. This is a great one. Southern Lights is another one. This brightens up the speakers on the radio. Just listen to it. There are a few musical talents who have been as active. I think the fact that he was so aware of what was going on with him, even though he had dementia, it was just a year or so ago when he released Adios, which is his final album, and the title song was something people paid so much attention to because it told the story of his leaving. And that's really what this is all about.
Even at 80, he sounds.
Listen to his voice, and he's in full.
We never really made it, baby.
Maybe 79, but he's full
pretty close.
Dimension. Dolly Parton tweeted, "Glenn Campbell is one of the greatest voices of all time. I'll always love you." Tim McGraw tweeted, "Song, song, song, man. In a world of good stuff, he was great. In a world of great stuff, he was special." Nice. He was part of the Wrecking Crew. As far as when he got started, played on Beach Boys records, Frank Sinatra records.
Wow.
He was, yeah.
The Wrecking Crew, I didn't know that. That's, I mean, yeah. They're legends. Jeez. Yeah,
he was one of the first L.A. Wrecking Crew, man. He was, you know, all that Beach Boys stuff. And that's where he got his start. The Beach Boys recognized how good he was as a guitarist. And it was Telstar. That was the instrument I was looking for. So the passing of Glenn Campbell is 28 past the hour on the DJB Experience.
Honey is so sweet. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you've never tasted honey, me telling you that it tastes sweet does nothing to have you actually experience it. What kind of sweet, after all? Palates differ, and sweet to me might be more or less so to you. The point? I know my experience of honey, but I can't ever fully share my experience of honey with you. And so it is with emotions. We all might know happy, sad, mad, and disgust, but we only ever know our experience of those emotions. The next time others tell you how they feel, instead of dismissing their emotions as something you've experienced in the past, consider listening to them describe their experience of the emotion. The more engrossed you become in listening, the more you understand how others experience the proverbial taste of honey. To learn more about validating others, visit drchristianconti.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Start your own color party with colors like Champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's action time on the radio and elsewhere. You want podcasts of the DJV show every day? Pretty easy to do. It can automatically be delivered to your smartphone or maybe a tablet or other wireless devices you have. Just go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, spelled as it sounds, B-L-O-G. It's an interesting name, isn't it? An interesting word, blog talk. Radio.com/DJV show. That's it. DJV show. Get the podcast from iTunes. You can do that if you want. Wherever you find podcasts. It's a version of the show that's edited down. So you get the pieces, the juice, if you will. And then you want to listen to the whole thing and you can't find it on the radio in a good situation near you, go to TuneIn Radio. Just go to tune-in radio on your computer, on your device, whatever it is. Search for Doug Steffen now. There's so much of this stuff around now. If you just put Doug Steffen in, it'll give you archives of either this show or other shows that I do, and that may be okay if you're curious, but the idea is to probably be in the most recent mode, find out what we're talking about, most recent focus, if you will. For example, Go to this website. Oh, I'm going to suggest this to Kara and to...
Oh, boy. Am I going to start shopping again?
No.
Every time you suggest a website,
no.
Now.
you're going to go to play some games. It's coolmath-games.com. Coolmath-games.com. This was a site designed for the people who are frustrated, who don't like math, and it's also a place where a lot of math geeks go. Anything and everything mathematical. There are math lessons there, math games, fun math activities. Even the word math is an interesting word. Think about it, right? Cool math. Are you on the site?
I am on the site, yes.
What do you think? These
looks like they have
play some of these on the air. Actually,
well, I'm sure that's exciting for the audience.
let's
play some radio tic tac toe.
Yes, all right.
They have
a radio solitaire. That's another great.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. Well, let's play some
algebra.
Radio Sudoku. Wow.
Yeah.
They have chess, yeah. Tic tac toe. Four in a row, which is basically Connect Four.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball. It looks like these are all like little kids' games, though.
Yeah, and the reason I'm sending you to this site now, if you have small children, I'm going to send. It's a little early for Miles, but it'll be interesting to see how his brain develops because it's either like right side, left side, or as you have a propensity for STEM activities or humanities, but oftentimes it's not both. And this would be the STEM side of your brain working on this stuff. But somebody has really done a great job putting this together. The more I nose around, you know, every once in a while I suggest to you there's this website or that website to go to. But someone has worked very hard at putting this together. And I don't see any advertiser support on here. Do you? How are they? I guess you can. It says at the top, go ad free. But
we have to pay for that then, usually.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, I send you there because I think it's worthwhile. This time of year, our brains are getting re-engaged again. Children think about going back to school. It's cool. And so consider that a public service of the DJB adventure. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen here. Jennifer's connection to the outside world has been lost. And hopefully it'll be regained in time. That's the thing about technology here, and where she, you know, I tease her all the time about where she lives, but she really does live in a horrible neighborhood. It's a
god-awful neighborhood. Oh, jeez.
She got a nice house. It was her grandparents' house, and even she's getting antsy about being there. But this is the kind of stuff that happens in those neighborhoods. You know, they're the last ones to get serviced by any of the utilities. And so, you know, the road's always dug up around her going in and out of the area where she lives. So, but I think, they'll fiddle with it. Didn't they tell her that it would be fixed, but not until later on this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we got out of them? Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Her cable and her internet's out.
Yep. All right, other items or people in the news. The fact that Warren Buffett has 99.7 billion dollars in cash in his company. Can you even imagine that? There is the Berkshire Hathaway has the distinction of having the most cash of any entity other than the government, which is more cash than Amazon. Amazon's got lots of assets, but they keep their stuff. See, this is a good lesson to understand how companies are valued. In the term, Amazon's a good example, a good comparative, because they're worth a lot of money. But their money is tied up in product. Their money is tied up in the things that they're shipping to you. Their money is tied up in how they operate their business. In terms of Berkshire Hathaway, which is just an investment company, they don't really own any product. The companies that they own the product, but the cash that's being generated is coming back to Berkshire Hathaway. They have, when you own a company, I'll give you an example. In my local area, there's a very successful furniture chain called Jordan's Furniture, and they have stores. They had them in just in Massachusetts, north of Boston, south of Boston, west of Boston, and then they have expanded to a couple of other New England states, and they're rolling out elsewhere because their formula obviously works for buying furniture. It's like going into a mall, into an entertainment mall. They have a movie theater there. You can lay on the bed and watch the movies. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do. Well, it was purchased about 10 years ago for $80 million by Berkshire Hathaway from the two brothers who started the company. And now one of the brothers is still there as a spokesperson, pretty much like there's another company that was bought in the same way called Bob's Furniture. That's a low-end furniture outfit. And Bob still is the spokesperson.
Oh, that Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Bought out in the same sort of way these big hedge funds or investment firms, because there's a difference between being a hedge fund operator. Berkshire Hathaway is not a hedge fund. It's an investment firm. And Warren Buffett pretty much still at 85 makes the decisions, he and his partner. So can you imagine, every day there's a great HBO special on him and his life. There are three or four of those on being Cary Grant is on. Now you can see there's a bunch of people who have been profiled, and he's one of them. And it's fascinating to see how he lives, how he works, what his days are like, who his friends are. But I started this with a focus on the fact that only, the report, the business report 4 years ago, according to Bloomberg, showed they had $35 billion in cash. And this year's report shows they got $99.7 billion in cash. And this is not his. He, on his own, is worth $75 billion. So can you even imagine the kind of numbers that are generated here by somebody who's just smart? And it's pretty much all he's doing. I think it's so fabulous that we were talking about these math games, and that's why I brought him into the discussion, because he's an example of someone who understands how math works and has put it to great use. And so, anyway, he's got history on his side, I think. The way they invest in things, they've put their money very smartly. I remember seeing something on CNBC, that they've ever made a bad investment. Or if they have, they fixed it, turned it around. I don't think they've ever gotten rid of anything that they bought. So, can you imagine how smart you got to be to understand those kind of numbers?
Yeah.
And how you absorb that stuff and what you do with it? Wow. That's great. What a great American story. There's so many great American stories of people like that that give you hope. Elon Musk is a mask. They're good. Elon Musk is another one. He's become a little bit more expressive about his personal life, and I don't know why. Why are people so concerned about him? And, for example, Amber Heard, who used to be with Johnny Depp, and then she went with him. Isn't she a good deal younger than he is, or am I thinking of somebody else?
She's in her 20s, isn't she? Or maybe she's 30 now.
Huh.
How old is Elon Musk?
You know, mid-50s.
40s?
I think he's mid-40s.
Mid-40s.
Is he? I thought he was older than that.
But he's still probably at least 15 years older than she is.
Yeah.
Well, that's careful. Careful.
Okay, well, when you're 25 or 29 dating someone in their mid-40s.
Yeah, yes. That's a lot.
So, here's another guy. Think about him. I don't really give a darn about him and Amber Heard, but I am very intrigued by him. I thought he was older than that, even. But consider what he's done.
He looks older.
Yeah, he does look older. You're right. Yes, he does. But think about, here's a guy in his early 20s, he and a couple of his friends, came up with the idea, the concept for PayPal. And they ran it for, I don't know, 10, 12, 14 years and got bought out. And they all got $1 billion or something. He's taken that money and developed the Tesla car, which is now becoming profitable. He's put the money into that SpaceX program. I don't think they made any money there yet. But he's so bold. He's a risk taker. The idea that he's proposed to the government, and apparently I think he uses other people's money too, which is a smart thing to do. Investors look at people like that because they're looking for a way to make a buck. And he's done well creating businesses that make a buck. So, okay, let's try. We'll go with him. We'll hang with him. And to build these tunnels, like the Washington to New York tunnel that he's building, and the L.A. tunnel that he wants to build, a tube
the
under the ground.
Yeah.
That will get you, for example, New York to Washington. What is it? 50
27 minutes?
27 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but as he becomes more, but going back to your original point, as he becomes more and more public as a person, then, and he starts dating celebrities, you know, mm-hmm. that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
That's par for the course.
Yeah.
So both of them have said, you know, we don't really want to talk about this, but this is constant speculation. And so we've broken up, but we're still friends. She's filming in Australia until like October or whatever. So long distance is just too hard, they both said.
Good. All right. So there's that story. So we got the best of both worlds, a discussion of Elon Musk and his business acumen and his dating propensity. That's good. I don't want this to always be like the girls talk about the dates and the guy talks about the other stuff. You should talk about the other things. Let me talk about dating. Although I really...
Sure.
Okay, so I don't care.
Right, exactly.
All right, so let's get to some of the sports news today, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know anything about Usain Bolt.
Yeah, you do. The fastest man on Earth.
I don't know.
The Jamaican runner.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you do. If you've ever seen the Olympics in the last 12 years, you
but
know
the
who
name,
he is.
The name didn't stay with me. I know who the guy is. Now, anyway,
how?
So what's
his last
story?
Name is Bolt.
I know,
that's
I
the
know,
whole
right?
thing.
It's like he was destined to be a runner.
Yes.
He's a bolt of lightning.
Oh, is that a criticism, Kara, by the way, of me?
Me? I would never. What are you talking about?
What's the matter with you? Why can't you remember just because his name? How can you be so silly?
I'm just saying that in pop culture, it's a pretty well-known thing that his last name is Bolton, so it's kind of ironic.
So now I remember everything there is to know, but I still want to listen to Victoria tell me this story.
He had sort of he's ending his career now, and he had his final 100-meter race, and he lost in a photo finish. So it's very sad. It would have been his 12th world champion win in a row, and everyone expected him to win again and go out, you know, Phelps style with a record intact, but he was beaten by two Americans. Justin Gatlin is the winner, and Christian Coleman came in second in this photo finish, which was, you know, obviously 1, 2, and 3 were very close together. After his celebration, or amid his celebration, Justin Gatlin claimed his first world championship because Usain Bolt's been winning every year, so Justin has not been able to capture this title until now. But he did take a moment that the press caught, a really great picture of him bowing down before Usain Bolt after his win, just in showing respect and, you know, just paying tribute to him as he finishes his career. Usain Bolt has one race left in his entire career. He'll do the Jamaican four-man relay on Saturday. And that will be it, and then he hangs up his cleats.
Good luck to him. How old is he?
I don't know how old he is. Maybe he's in his 30s. I mean, he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. I think you still work at it in your 30s. Maybe.
Wow, he's actually only 30. So 30. he's pretty young. I expected him to be a little bit older than that. But I guess it's hard to stay in that kind of shape for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's an overview of the best and worst food safety ratings in the Major League Baseball ballparks.
This is not good.
Tampa Bay, don't eat anything there.
You go to the Tropicana Field, they ranked every one of the 28 ballparks in the U.S., and the Tropicana Field, which is home to the Tampa Bay Rays, that ranked the worst with 241 food safety violations. Critical violations was 105. That is basically every, don't eat any of the food, sneak in your own food.
So,
on the other end of that, though, Safeco Field was number one.
Yeah.
They did the best. Yeah. They only had 5 total violations, which is really amazing.
And Fenway Park is second.
For the Seattle Mariners. Yeah, Fenway Park was second.
Yankee Stadium, look at this, 21st.
Not good. Dodger Stadium is even worse. 247 violations.
And the Orioles are even worse.
Even worse.
10 before the hour, DJV time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJB Experience. This is a place where Victoria Keelan brings her many talents to serve us, updating things like that hack story. Those of you who are followers of Game of Thrones, you maybe if you don't want anything to be spoiled, maybe you kick in a couple of bucks and send it to the producers so they can pay the ransom off.
That's one way.
That's one way of taking care of it. And NASA. The NASA folks, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, in the tech news. Both reports coming right up here.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, available on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym and the bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford summer sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offer. 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Did you know that 1 in 3 family pets will get lost? Microchips don't replace a tag in color, but they can make a big difference when it comes to getting your pet back. Believe it or not, George, a cat in California, was reunited with his family after 13 years thanks to his microchip. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association encourages you to make sure your pets are microchipped and to check their information on August 15th as part of National Check the Chip Day. Here's Dr. Arnold Goldman of Canton, Connecticut.
Microchipping is a wonderful tool. It's injected under the skin, and when an animal is scanned, scanners have become much more sophisticated so they can go from one company's chip to another. You get a discrete number or code, and then that lets you identify that animal.
Today's Microchip Minute is brought to you by the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit AVMA.org to learn how microchipping increases your pet's chances of returning home if lost. That's AVMA.org.
Now it's time at 56 past the hour for us to dig around into what these hackers are doing. This story keeps going on and on and on. Why can't we put a whoever, in this case, HBO, put an end to this?
This is because they're still trying to figure out exactly what's been hacked. They don't even know what's missing at this point. This is 1.5 terabytes of data that was stolen. And like we said last week, this when this all first came out, this is seven times larger than the Sony hack. The Sony hack was the hack on the movie studio. They released emails where, remember that woman who had to resign? She called Angelina Jolie a brat, and she was naming names about all the famous people in Hollywood, and she lost her job because of it. So now people at HBO are nervous what's been leaked beyond the actual content, and Game of Thrones has been targeted here. They have the hackers have asked for a ransom to be paid in Bitcoin. They have not specified an amount, or at least it hasn't been made public yet. So they're still, HBO is working with the FBI now to try to figure out who these hackers are and what they've actually taken. They're saying that they don't know if their email system has been compromised, but it kind of looks like that's the direction that it's heading in.
Wow.
Yeah.
The technology is a hiccup or two attached to it for sure.
Yeah.
All right, what are they doing at NASA?
Well, if you've ever wished that you could send a message to whatever extraterrestrials might be out there, now is your opportunity. NASA is hosting a competition on Twitter for people to write messages to the Voyager mission, which is an exploration project consisting of spacecrafts called Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. So you can enter by tweeting a message consisting of 60 characters or less with the hashtag #MessageToVoyager by August 15th. That's the deadline. And then NASA is going to pick their favorites. The public will vote, and one of those tweets will be beamed into space. So it will be sent out on September 5th, and by the time it actually reaches the Voyager, it'll be the next day. It'll be September 6th. And so the mission says that they want to examine how complex and dynamic the solar system really is, and so they keep saying that this is the way that they're going to find more information. Some people who are space enthusiasts, I'm sure you are included in this, Doug, they argue that Carl Sagan's golden record from the 70s has a much better chance of reaching aliens out there, but the NASA says a tweet is worth a shot.
Yeah. Well, remember, the Voyager 1 was the wraparound theme of the first Star Trek movie. That's what they were.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, if you see the first Star Trek movie, you see they refer to it as V'ger, and V'ger was the Voyager. So it's a connection to the real world and the entertainment world. That was actually a good movie. You get a chance to see it. 59 past the hour. This is a.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.